I'm April Cummings with your latest news. A very busy weekend for police with a hit and run and a botched armed robbery. Radio KMAN's Carsley Fuller reports.
Shortly after 1:40 a.m. on Saturday, police officers responded to a report of a collision on North Sound Road involving a Honda Fit and two pedestrians. The victims were walking near Seymour Drive when the car left the roadway, slammed into a post, and hit the pedestrians in the process before driving off. Emergency medical services attended the location and provided medical attention to the pedestrians who received injuries. Shortly afterward, the involved vehicle was located by police and the driver was arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence and other traffic offenses. The Royal Cayman Islands Police Service says a breath test was conducted on the driver with results three times above the legal limit. On April 21st, cyclist Per Undheim was killed in a hit and run along Bodentown Road near Lake Destiny Drive. 4 days later, a cyclist was severely injured in another hit and run near Smith Barkadeer. A 33-year-old man was arrested in relation to Mr. Unheim's death, and a 20-year-old woman was arrested by police in relation to the April 25th hit and run. In other police news, officers responded to a report of an attempted armed robbery at a restaurant in Marquis Plaza on Lawrence Boulevard just before 4 a.m. on Saturday. A masked man who appeared to be carrying a gun reportedly approached the business and was confronted by a security guard, ending in a scuffle with the suspect being injured. He then took off, leaving behind a loaded firearm, which police later recovered. No shots were fired and no other injuries were reported. Police ultimately tracked down the man they believed is responsible along Esterly-Tibbetts Highway, holding him until emergency responders arrived. He was carried to the hospital and treated for serious injuries. Police say his car was recovered and searched, with officers finding suspected ganja, ammunition, and a knife. Both matters are currently under investigation.
Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reporting there. A very different story in Little Cayman.
So today we are going to be exploring the reef that we're on, which is Coconut Walk, and we're hoping to show you some endangered coral species here in Little Cayman.
Local students and online guests from around the world joined the Central Caribbean Marine Institute's Shande Dapeche on Friday for another go of Reefs Go Live. They discussed how threats such as coral bleaching and disease outbreaks, pollution and pressure from human activities lead to many iconic corals disappearing from Cayman's reefs and being classified as endangered. CCMI's researchers have searched the reefs of Little Cayman to locate and map the remaining colonies of these critically important species. You can watch a rebroadcast by heading to the CCMI YouTube channel. That is your local news at this hour. I'm April Cummings.